Welcome to the 0 to 60 podcast by LeithCars.com. I'm your host and local gearhead, Mark Arson. In episode 67 of the series and second podcast of the season, I'll be speaking with Claudius John at Land Rover Raleigh about the arrival of one of the world's most luxurious and capable SUVs, the all-new 2022 Range Rover.
LeithCars.com 0 to 60 with automotive journalist and radio host Mark Arson.
Now, it's been a decade since the last generation Range Rover debuted, and the model itself dates back to over 50 years ago. So welcoming an all-new Range Rover today at Land Rover Raleigh is a pretty big deal. Yes. And that's why I've sought Claudius to help talk about five things we need to know about the all-new Range Rover. Claudius, it's always a pleasure to come down here and have you give us a tour of a new vehicle, and especially today with this beautiful Range Rover you've got here in the showroom.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure being with you today.
First of all, Claudius, before we get into the top five here, and again, you know, we've got a video version of the podcast, which will be on the LeithCars.com YouTube channel, but what is this color that we're standing in front of? It's stunning under the lights here. And
Batumi gold.
Yeah, because I noticed, you know, Claudius, and you've got the selection of colors and color samples on a table over here in the showroom. The colors, a lot of them, are named after geographic locations that have some relation to Range Rover.
Yes, there's one called the Lantau Bronze. It's an island off Hong Kong called Lantau. That's how it came with the name. Land Rover is very worldwide known. So every color that they choose has to be something with the environment and the world.
And we're going to get into a few more of the design elements, Claudius, a little bit deeper into the podcast. But first off, let's talk about the engine choices, because that is some of the big news that is going into this new,
Fifth generation Range Rover.
Yeah, so what about the engine choices that are available now in this one?
That's actually a very good question. So what Land Rover has done, they've got three different choices right now, which is very important, especially with all the environmental conscientious customers. The first one is the P400, which is the mild hybrid engine. That's a 3.0 liter V6 turbocharged. It produces 395 horsepower, gives you a maximum torque of 406 pound-foot of torque. 0 to 60 time is 5.5 seconds. Now, in addition to that, there's a P440e. So that's the all-new plug-in hybrid. That's a 3.0-liter V6, 0 to 60 in 6.0 seconds. It gives you a maximum horsepower of 434 horsepower and then a maximum torque of 405 pound-foot of torque. And then the third one is the all-new P530 4.4 V8, which is my favorite because it produces 523 horsepower. It has a top maximum speed of 155 miles an hour.
Whoa, hold up. 155 max?
Yes, miles an hour. And a whopping 0 to 60 in 4.4 seconds. And also gives you a maximum torque of 553 pound-feet of torque.
I'm going to back you up here for a second. So that was the V8.
That's the V8 stats, yes. Now, you got to imagine this car weighs over 6,000 pounds.
Yeah, it's hell, yeah.
That's a heck of a power, a heck of a machine.
Are we talking efficiency with the new engine?
Yes. So with the new engine, in the plug-in hybrid, you're going to get at least 43 miles to the charge. So that's a lot, because a lot of these cars, you're probably going to average about 17. So if you are environmentally conscious, 43 miles to one full charge, that's really, really good, because then you don't have to worry about gas and you can switch in between gas and electric.
That was my next question. I figured that had to be in there. Yeah. Are both hybrid engines made so that they take power when you're not using power as you're driving down the road?
Yes. So what Land Rover has done is, it's a little bit confusing. It's called the mild hybrid technology. So basically, the mild hybrid technology, it harvests the energy and stores it, because normally when you lose power, it's usually during deceleration. So that's a very good thing. That's why you get 395 horsepower and 406 pound-foot of torque in the mild hybrid. So that's pretty good, amazing stats, even though it's a mild hybrid.
All right, so Claudius, you know, moving on to our next point about the all-new 2022 Range Rover. You know, these are vehicles that historically, they're one of the most capable SUVs, you know, in the world. And when you're talking about a full-size luxury SUV, it may be the top most capable, you know, in the world. It's pretty famous. Some folks, you know, are just going to buy this and be content to drive it around town or on the highway or a long trip. But you could take this baby off-road. So what are some of the things this Range Rover is capable of, and how does it get you out there?
Well, that's a good point you brought up, because whenever people say Land Rover, obviously Land Rover is known for its off-road capability. But during the years, Land Rover has shifted more to luxury and capability. One of the things that you will enjoy in the all-new Land Rover, Range Rover, is the all-wheel steering. That comes standard in all Range Rovers. It delivers even more defined drive at high speed stability and also enhance your low speed agility. So what that means is that in every time, every second you drive an all-new Range Rover, you're in full control. You can maneuver in the tightest corners, about 4.1 inches as far as a turn, you will have no problem turning it. And also, every size and height can drive the new Range Rover because of the all-wheel steering. It has what's called the command driving position. So depending on where you're sitting on the car, you can see with no problem. And with the all-wheel steering, it's an easy control of the car.
They put air suspensions in these cars,
that
right?
That is correct. So the electronic air suspension system is being in even the first generation Range Rover, but it has gotten better over the years. But one of the greatest things about the new Range Rover is that the air suspension achieves a smooth drive by adjusting its height through the electronic air suspension. It also lowers the vehicle for easy access and also cargo space. And also the auto access height will allow you to park the car, especially if you go in valet parking. And at the time of entrance, the car lowers itself, so it's in and out of the car very easy. So kids, somebody a little bit older, it's an easy way to get in and out of the car.
And that's also why you will not see steps on the exterior of a Range Rover, because you don't need them.
You don't need them. The electronic air suspension is amazing. It's one of the most refined technology Land Rover has ever developed. Every year or every time there's a new Range Rover, it's always advanced and it's getting better. Again, like I said, it lowers the vehicle for easy access and also to enable you to get into the cargo space. And the auto access height allows you for an elegant arrival.
Well, when you're driving up in this, it has to be elegant, right?
Yes.
Now, what do they mean by configurable programs?
So it works in conjunction with terrain response. So there's 8 different modes to choose from. The Range Rover can adapt to the response of your vehicle's engine, gearbox, differential, and chassis system using Terrain Response 2. Configurable Terrain Response technology allows you to personalize your off-road setting and redefines off-roading, which is Land Rover's signature option. But in any way, the configurable dynamics is new and is standard in all new Range Rover.
You know, for owners that, you know, own a big boat, or maybe a large RV and do a lot of traveling cross country.
Yes.
This is a great vehicle for that. So what, talk about some of the capability involved in towing.
Yes.
And then another special feature.
Yes.
That involves water fording.
That's correct. So if you want to tow a horse trailer, bikes, utility trailer, or whatever you want to tow, you've got a maximum weight of 7,716 pounds of towing capacity. That's a lot. Mm. So whatever you want, depending on your lifestyle, if you're into horses, you're into four-wheeling, or just camping, hiking, whatever, the Range Rover can do that. And if you're going somewhere where you got to cross water, well, guess what? You got 35.4 inches of wading depth. That means the water can come all the way right up to your front fender wells right here, and it will not come in the car. So as deep as you go, obviously, you don't want to go too deep, but if you get into where it is going over 35.4 inches, the sensor will tell you. That will say, hey, you got to stop or back off. That way you don't have water coming in the cabin.
back it up. No, but that's great.
Yeah.
So obviously Range Rover, another big feature that is baked into these vehicles and has been for a very long time, is the technology. So
yes.
we'll let you take it away for this.
So you got the new PV Pro navigation system. It's a 13.1 inches. It also has built-in Amazon Alexa, so you can do your commands. It also has what's called the ClearSight interior rear view mirror.
Oh, and I love that.
Yes.
I just sat in it, and I looked up. I forgot that it had it.
Yes.
And so instead of you looking in an regular analog mirror,
yeah.
That is a mirror,
yeah.
This is a video of what's
video.
Behind you.
It's a live feed video that's off the rear antenna. There's a camera in there. So it's very good for safety. So, for example, if you're backing out of your driveway and kids are playing, there's a toy or something, you will not run over it because it's a live feed. So that's very important. In addition to that, you have the all-new 3D surround camera. Impeccable technology. You can see all different angles, front tire, left tire, rear tire, right tire, all adds to the safety of the vehicle. With the way the world is going right now, all the new technology Range Rover is probably the first and the fifth generation, and is well thought after, especially for safety, because Land Rover is really big on safety, so that's the reason why you see all this new technology in the new Range Rover.
Everybody with their vehicles today wants to be connected. Everything's connected.
Yes, you have to stay connected.
So what is Land Rover doing about that with this new Range Rover?
So yes, with the new Range Rover, you have the new data plan. So you can run it off your phone, or you can sign up for one through AT&T, T-Mobile, or whoever your wireless carrier is. But basically, whenever you're in the car, you can stream movies, you can be on the phone, you know, the kids in the back can be playing on the iPads, and nobody will be interrupted.
Is that one of those deals where you can have the kids in the back doing their own thing, but then, you know, your passenger can be on their own?
Yes. So everybody can be connected, stay connected, and uninterrupted. Connectivity is a big thing with Land Rover, and that's basically where the world is going.
Absolutely. And, you know, since we're standing outside the Range Rover here, Claudius, let's talk about some of the design features.
Yes. And
I'm just going to name one. I mean, you know, I know this has been kind of a design trait for a while, but it's really brought out in this fifth generation. Everything is so flush.
Yes.
From the headlights to the door handle, even the molding or lack thereof. So let's talk about some of the design features as you kind of walk us around.
Yes, that's very important. One of the things that you always notice about a Range Rover is the iconic floating roof. Now, that has been there since 1970 when the first Range Rover was introduced. The floating roof gives you an illusion of the car sitting still but still moving. That's very keen because with Range Rovers, the way it's designed, it embodies luxury. And if you look to the clamshell hood, that's good for aerodynamics, the way the air flows into the car, uses less energy, gives you more better gas mileage. The honeycomb grille, which is very iconic also, but it's been totally redesigned. The rear, the front fog lights kind of integrated in the bumper, so it looks kind of flushed. It's not sticking out. It makes it a cleaner look. And then obviously the third generation LED headlights. Right now you can basically see triple the distance that you used to see before. So if you're driving in back roads that are really dark and kind of really, you know, unnavigable, the new generation headlights will help you navigate through that. And then if you come right in the side vents, obviously it used to be where the side vents was out here for air ventilation in the car, but now this is just a design cue. The actual side, the air vents in the side used to be in the side. It's now under the hood. So basically, it's hidden, but it gives you a cleaner look.
Yeah, because that's a trademark Range Rover design feature.
Yes.
That those vertical kind of slits in the door behind the trailing edge of the fender.
Yes.
Now it's just a design feature.
Yes, it is a design feature. And honestly, it looks cleaner into the deployable and flushable door handles. That has been totally redesigned. And then even the rear tail lights are flushed into the car, so it gives you a nice, clean, round look. And then everything is integrated into the Range Rover logo, and then you have the Range Rover badge right here.
Well, everything Claudius wraps around, the tail light and the where Range Rover is highlighted, is all like smoked out.
Yes, it's smoked out. And what that is that it gives you parking lights, blinkers, so which will come on, obviously, when you're turning and making stops. And the light will come on, especially at night. It looks very nice. And then you also have the third brake lights, iconic with Range Rover right up top there, which is nice. Now you have two fins, one for your satellite radio, and the second one is for the clear sight rear view interior mirror. This is where you get all the live feed from all what's going on behind the car.
And I think I read too somewhere, Claudius, that the motors that are behind the door handles that extend are some of the strongest, or if not the strongest, motor actuating door handle in the business, because you don't want to be in an environment, say it's frozen outside and the door handles don't pop out. So they put some really good motors in this one.
Yeah, that is correct. Actually, I can't tell you exactly the numbers, but this car was tested. This door handle was tested in Norway, and Sweden, which is one of the coldest part of the world. And it works every time it was deployed and closed and open. So, yes, you're very correct about that.
And also, since we're at the rear of the Range Rover here, Claudius, is this a standard wheelbase version we got here?
Yes, this is the standard wheelbase. But one thing I would like you to know, one of the biggest thing with Land Rover for the fifth generation is the all-new seven-passenger option in the all-new Range Rover. So that's very big for Land Rover in the fifth generation Range Rovers.
So you get that in the long wheelbase version, and I believe here, you know, the tailgate, Range Rover for a long time has had like a little bench seat.
Yeah.
But this one actually has a feature where you can pop up like a seat back.
Yeah, so that's part of the accessories. Obviously, Range Rover is built for purpose, not only luxury, but also lifestyle. So the way you use the car. But if you're out, say, in the countryside and you want to have a picnic, there's accessories you can put. It gives you two seats in the back that you can add to the trunk of the car. And you also have another outdoor seats that you can have. You enjoy your picnic or wine or whatever, or sightseeing or skeet shooting, whatever you might be doing.
Claudius, that could not have been a better overview of the all-new Range Rover. You've done an exceptional job here. Where should folks go if they want to learn more about this vehicle or, you know, see one here at the dealership?
You can go to www.LandRoverRally.com or you go to our manufacturer's website at LandRoverUSA.com.
Claudius John with Land Rover Raleigh, thank you so much for giving us a tour today.
Always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
I'm Mark Arson. Thank you for listening to the 0 to 60 podcast. It's a monthly series bringing you news from around the Leith Automotive Group and the world of motorsports in the Carolinas and Virginia. Be sure to follow us on social at Leith Cars and visit our website, leithcars.com.
0 to 60 is a production of leithcars.com. Like us on Facebook at Leith Cars.
The copyright in this podcast and its contents belongs to Leith Incorporated.